Laurel Pressing says one of the major issues in the 2005 Urbana election was how to bring in more retailers.
I think going door to door, I found and the council members found that people's most frequent request was to get more shopping in Urbana. And I think we have really gotten that accomplished. In 4 years, there are literally dozens more stores and restaurants in Urbana.
As she seeks a second term as mayor in 2009, Pressing says she and the city council have worked together to attract and retain business, especially to downtown Urbana and Philo Road. But both Republican challenger Rex Bradfield and Green Party candidate Darrell Cruz say many of the business openings trumpeted by Pressing actually got their start when Todd Satterthwaite was mayor. And Bradfield says Pressing's focus on retail development doesn't cover what Urbana needs most.
Urbana must have jobs that are high-paying jobs, that hire people from the University of Illinois, bring people in and live here, and we increase our tax base without increasing our taxes.
Bradfield told a candidates forum hosted by the Urbana Business Association that he wouldn't rely on tax incentives or new infrastructure to attract business. Instead, Bradfield wants to review the city code and eliminate what he sees as outdated or unnecessary provisions that cost businesses money. For example, he says a city ordinance dictating a minimum size for business parking lots makes them bigger than they have to be. He says allowing smaller parking lots would make it cheaper to build in Urbana.
Once you make it less costly to develop, then you attract jobs, you attract big businesses to come in here and develop in Urbana rather than developing somewhere else because it doesn't cost them so much up front.
Darrell Cruz says if he's elected mayor, he'll review Urbana's economic incentive programs. And while he didn't name specifics, he promised to throw out programs that don't work and develop new ones. He says he'll work closely with business groups and encourage residents to shop locally. Cruz says economic development isn't up to the mayor, but the people that the mayor brings together.
I think the role of the mayor is to be the facilitator and collaborator of building the networks amongst the departments within the city, the business community, and the developers, the financial institutions, to be on the same page in a concerted effort to be able to bring economic development to Urbana.
Independent candidate Rob McCauley has focused on changing Urbana's nuisance ordinance. He says that's a business issue, too, because things like noise and loitering can keep customers away. McCauley told the UBA Candidates Forum that the current ordinance requires the victim to follow up on their own nuisance complaints, something he says should be done by the city.
If I were mayor, I would create a system whereby perpetrators of nuisance would be processed without requiring the victims, which could be any of you, to take time out of your lives. And this would also relieve you of the danger of retaliation for complaining.
And McCauley says there's another change he'd make if elected mayor.
I think it's important that Urbana have its non-political chief administrative officer. For one thing, it's required by city code.
It's a point all three of Pressing's challengers agree on. Mayor Pressing fired Urbana's last administrative officer, Bruce Walden, nearly 2 years ago and has operated without one since then. Bradfield says the vacancy means that Urbana city government could lack continuity as mayors come and go. Cruz says he wants the chief administrative officer to be the city's point person for economic development and do the preliminary work that he says isn't getting done now. Mayor Pressing says she almost hired a chief administrative officer last year, but that her choice for the job decided to take another position closer to home in Indiana instead.
I still intend to fill the job, but I think that the city has performed very well. The people who are criticizing and saying we should have filled it earlier, well, you can create havoc if you don't get the right person.
Pressing says Urbana has done a good job with economic development without a chief administrative officer. She says new businesses like the Meyer store on Philo Road have boosted the city's tax base, meaning Urbana doesn't have to consider the sort of budget cuts that Champaign is wrestling with right now. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.